HRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. A day after the return of hostages to Israel and the signing of a Gaza peace agreement, the ceasefire is holding for the most part, but complex issues remain, including the governance and rebuilding of war-damaged Gaza. Despite the challenges ahead, former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Dr. Michael Oren, says Israel's victory over Hamas is remarkable.
And this war, perhaps even more than 1967 or any other event in modern Middle Eastern history, has been transformative and promises to truly transform the Middle East.
Oren made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The Los Angeles area is dealing with the effects of a rare October storm.
Some severe thunderstorms. We've had a couple of tornado warnings that we had to put out around midnight last night in San Luis Obispo County.
John Dumas with the National Weather Service says there are concerns about possible mudslides. News outlets who cover the Pentagon could be evicted if they refuse to agree to new press rules. The new rules bar journalists access to large parts of the Pentagon, and they must not report information that has not been approved for release. The New York Times, AP, and Newsmax are among those who say they won't sign the agreement. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says a sharp slowdown in hiring poses a growing risk to the U.S. economy.
Rising downside risks to employment have shifted our assessment of the balance of risks. As a result, we judged it appropriate to take another step toward a more neutral policy stance at our September meeting. There is no risk-free path for policy as we navigate the tension between our employment and inflation goals.
At the White House this coming hour, President Trump will posthumously award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to conservative activist Charlie Kirk. This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports on a victory for religious freedom in Washington state.
Government officials have agreed not to enforce a part of a new law that would have required Catholic and Orthodox priests to report things they hear in the confessional in violation of their beliefs. Alliance Defending Freedom and the Beckett Fund, which went to court on the priests' behalf, say the law is now permanently enjoined. ADF attorney John Birch says, quote, "The First Amendment guarantees that governments cannot single out religious believers for worse treatment." Michael Harrington reporting.
Religious freedom advocates are unhappy that the global community is accepting the Taliban regime in Afghanistan. International Christian Concern says, as the Taliban deepens its control and international attention wanes, many Afghans, especially those from minority faiths, face an uncertain and perilous future. The Taliban regime is making open war on the country's tiny Christian community. SRN News. President Trump says some Democrat-backed programs won't return after the government shutdown. He said his administration is using the shutdown to target federal programs that Democrats like. A list of targeted programs will be released on Friday. Today is day 14 of the shutdown. And now here's a real-life story about the Great Pumpkin.
A California engineer and gardening enthusiast has won the top prize at a pumpkin weighing contest in Northern California. Brandon Dawson of Santa Rosa clinched victory Monday at the 52nd World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off in Half Moon Bay. His giant pumpkin weighed 2,346 pounds. He says his four-year-old son now pays attention to the growing process, especially since giant pumpkins can grow 50 to 70 pounds a day. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.